Welcome to St Martin's recording for Advent Sunday. This is Sue Devine, one of the church wardens, greeting you as Peter Marsh is on leave this week, although we will be hearing his voice a little later on. We have a number of notices about our special upcoming services at the church during December, so I'll plunge straight into them. Peter Marsh will be conducting a family service for Advent Sunday at 9:30 a.m. in the church, including Advent carols, readings and poems, as we light the first candle of the Advent wreath. On Sunday the 15th of December at 6 o'clock, we are having our candlelit carol service with readings, poems and carols, ably led by our choir, and we do hope as many of you who can manage will come and join us. We always finish with mulled wine and mince pies to thaw you out. On Christmas Eve, there will be the usual journey to Bethlehem, hopefully with Noddy the donkey, starting at 10 a.m. from St Martin's Church and walking through the village all the way to the chapel. And at 6 p.m. we have our Christingle service in aid of the Children's Society. This year, North Nibley Chapel will be holding the Midnight Communion service. But on Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m. we will have our Christmas Holy Communion. We do hope you may be able to join us at least at one of these services at this very special time of year. People of God, awake. The day is coming soon when you shall see God face to face. Remember the ways and the works of God. God calls you out of darkness to walk in the light of his coming. You are God's children. Lord, make us one as we walk with Christ, today and forever. Amen. As usual, we have an Advent wreath of candles in the church and we'll be lighting the first of the four red ones. As we do so, we pray our prayers of penitence. Heavenly Father, you have created a universe of light. Forgive us when we return to darkness. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Cleanse and heal our blinded sight. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, you give us light in our hearts. Renew us in faith and love. Lord, have mercy. The Collect for today. Almighty God, as your kingdom dawns, turn us from the darkness of sin to the light of holiness, that we may be ready to meet you in our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today our Gospel reading is by David Chalmers.
Our reading is from Luke 21, 25 to 36. Portents will appear in sun, moon and stars. On earth, nations will stand helpless, not knowing which way to turn from the roar and surge of the sea. Men will faint with terror at the thought of all that is coming upon the world, for the celestial powers will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with great power and glory. When all this begins to happen, stand upright and hold your heads high, because your liberation is near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree, or any other tree. As soon as it buds, you can see for yourselves that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all this happening, you may know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you this, the present generation will live to see it all. heaven and earth will pass away, my words will never pass away. Keep a watch on yourselves. Do not let your minds be dulled by dissipation and drunkenness and worldly cares, so that the great day closes upon you suddenly like a trap. For that day will come on all men, wherever they are, the world over. Be on the alert. Pray at all times for strength to pass safely through all these imminent troubles and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord.
Peter Marsh has asked us to use the sermon he recorded last year, which fits into our theme today. The reading from Mark's Gospel last year corresponds very closely with that from Luke, which we have just heard.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. This sermon is partly taken from the website Interrupting the Silence. In those days, so begins our entry into the season of Advent. It sounds ominous, and it is. Advent is not just a liturgical season of the church year, it's a reality of life. It happens in all sorts of ways. It comes at various points in life, not just the 4 or 5 weeks before Christmas. In those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. These are Jesus' words to his disciples, the disciples who had been admiring the temple and the large stones, and they are impressed. Jesus, however, is telling them that change is coming. The temple of their life is coming down. If you have ever experienced significant change in your life, whether desired or dreaded, you know about those days. You know about Advent. You know what it is like to enter the darkness of change. All change, whether welcome or unwanted, brings some sort of loss. It may be the loss of a relationship, the loss of a loved one. For me in the army, leaving the army after 22 years, it was the loss of a way of life. The loss of what is comfortable, familiar, safe. Regardless, the world as we have known has ended. The advents of our lives set before us important questions. How will we find our way forward when the usual lights that illuminate our path no longer shine? What do we do when it feels as if our world is falling apart? Where do we go when it seems as if darkness is our only companion and God is nowhere to be seen? The dark times of life are threshold moments. The temptation is to do something, to fix, to ease the pain, to escape the uncertainty, and to get back to what we used to be. The God of Advent does not allow that. We can never go back to the way it was before the lights went out. God does not undo our life. God redeems our life. Advent is not so much about the losses as it is about the hope and coming of what will be. That hope and coming is the Son of Man, Jesus the Christ. The presence of Christ is the ultimate answer to every prayer, to every light extinguishing loss, to every advent of our life. Every time we tell the Advent story of our life, we echo the prophet Isaiah's cry, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down." And God does. God is faithful. God strengthens us to the end. In the midst of our losses, we lack nothing as we await wait the revealing of Lord Jesus Christ. The Advent times of life are times of waiting. They are liminal times. In Advent we live in between what was and what will be. We are neither here nor there. We are betwixt and between. They are times of transition, and it's hard sometimes, even impossible, to see the way forward. If we allow them to the dark threshold places of our life, can draw us deeper into the divine mystery. They remind us that we do not know everything. We don't see all the possibilities. We can neither predict nor control anything. We're not in charge. Advent challenges us to give us our usual sources of illumination, to let go of our habitual ways of knowing and to question our typical ways of seeing. Advent invites us to receive the God who comes to us in the darkness of life. At some point, our world falls apart. Life changes or the lights go out. More often than not, we see this as the end. When these things happen, Jesus says, remember the fig tree, read the signs correctly. When its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know summer is near. So also, when the darkness overtakes your life, know that the Son of Man is near. Christ's presence, our healing and salvation are always taking place in the dark and the messy parts of life. We have not and never will be abandoned to the darkness. Amen.
Our intercessions now follow. Come, Lord God, change us and we shall be changed to be worthy of your kingdom. Come, increase our awareness of your presence. Come, strengthen our love for you. Come, fill our hearts with holiness. Come, awaken us to be ready and watchful for your coming. As we enter the door of the church's year, this Advent Sunday, holy and mighty God, we long for you and your love. Fill your church with your grace and goodness, that we may grow in holiness and in hospitality, that we may reach out in mission and love, and that we may reveal your light and your glory. Help us keep this season as one of renewal and reflection and of repentance, as well as of preparation and expectation. Lord, make us active in your service and joyful in your praise. We pray for the nations of the world and for righteous dealings. May the resources of the earth be neither hoarded nor squandered, but used to the benefit of all and the relief of those who need. Strengthen all who strive for justice and integrity in world affairs. Give authority to those who speak truth and condemn those who abuse their office through their own greed. We pray for all affected by the atrocities of war, those in the Middle East, in Sudan, in Ukraine. And we bring to you the plight of refugees worldwide. May we all have compassion and concern for those displaced by war. Lord, show us your way and teach us your paths. Come, Lord, fill our homes and community with your light and love. Make us sensitive in our dealings and gentle in our actions. Keep us alert to the needs and hopes of others, that our homes may reflect your presence and your glory. As Advent brings the promise of hope and light, we bring to you today all who suffer loneliness or loss, those grieving in bereavement, those who have woken up in sadness this day, those who long for love and acceptance. We pray for friends and loved ones who are ill, those undergoing operations. We think of those known to us who especially need our prayers at this time. Bring comfort, succour and healing, and bless all who seek rescue from their distress. Bring hope for the future and light in their darkness. Lord, show us your way and teach us your paths. Give thanks for all who have passed beyond trouble and darkness and are now at peace in your kingdom. We rejoice in the fellowship of the saints and pray we may follow their ways of holiness and love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. O Lord our God, make us watchful and keep us faithful as we await the coming of your Son, our Lord, that when he shall appear, he may not find us sleeping in sin, but active in his service and joyful in his praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Many thanks for listening to our recorded service this morning. I hope you can listen again next week when there will be different voices coming to you from St Martin's Church. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.